Welcome to the Positive Switch podcast. I want to use this platform to share positive experiences and inspire individuals to make the connection I made a few years ago. One change is all it took to trigger a major shift in my life, and I want to help you turn on the switch that will light up yours. Hello, you beautiful souls listening. Thank you for joining this new episode. As for this one, we are going to just go the same way we started the last time. That is to say, well, we wanted to talk about our favorite podcasts, books, and YouTube channels, and we started with our books. And yeah, we thought we could make it to having all of these three in one episode, but clearly we had so much to talk about. So this one is going to be about our favorite YouTube channels. And yeah, I'm just going to give the responsibility to Mark.
Great.
To start.
Great. Without any preparation whatsoever.
Well, I think we've got enough content, like especially today we've watched enough YouTube content to be able to...
We have not watched that much.
Yeah. No, it's okay. But still, you already have some ideas.
Yeah, okay. Where do we start?
Like your favorite one, the one you check out the most and...
Tough. Kind of feel a bit on the spot.
Yeah, this is how you should feel right now.
Okay, let's start with whatever. I like Simnet Nutrition. Now it's your turn.
Okay. Well, you gotta be a bit more detailed.
That's basically Derek Simnet. He's a nutritionist, but not working as a nutritionist. He's doing full time YouTube / social media at the moment. From Canada, pretty likable guy, into sports and calisthenics as well. Of course, he's vegan. Just a pretty nice guy. I like his videos because he spends a lot of time in nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to do as well. Of course, I think he's even more blessed than I am, or than we are, because he lives in Vancouver Island, with beautiful forests and lakes and rivers and so on and so forth. And the ocean. But that's what I like. He spends, like I said, most of his time, not most of his time, but lots of time in nature. I like his recipes because they are whole food, plant-based, easy to follow, some easy, quick sauces, and yeah, I like the way he eats, because that's basically the way that I eat, or that I enjoy eating the most. Like, pick a whole grain, one sort of legume, some greens, stir-fry, water stir-fry, of course, some spices, cashew sauce on top, done, porridge for breakfast. That's what I like. Yeah, so nice content, nice vlogs, entertaining and providing information as well. So yeah, I like it.
Okay. Well, this one, it's kind of weird to recommend it as...
Why? That's so funny, because right now someone popped in my mind, and I was like, why didn't I remember his channel like 5 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
But I think you will mention him anyways.
So. Yeah, I think so too. I was gonna mention him now, and then I was like, okay, no, let's talk about one like that's one of my favorite channels, like for sure. But I haven't checked it in a while, which I'm kind of sad about. But it's funny because like, okay, yeah, so the channel is called Ellen Fisher. She's a woman who lives on the island of Maui, which is one of the Hawaiian islands. She's there with her husband Andrew and her three kids, Elvis, Sandy, and Scout. Adorable vegan children. It's a beautiful vegan family, and she shares a lot of yummy, colorful recipes, mostly whole foods as well. She shares tips on how to make yummy meals and appealing meals for children. She talks about breastfeeding as well, which I think is very important, and also breastfeeding in public. She has a beautiful way of presenting all of this. She has wonderful videos, like she's really skilled for photographing and filming, and they've got some beautiful drone shots as well. And I discovered the island of Maui through her channel, which is kind of why it became like a dream of mine to visit the island of Maui. And I feel like now that I've fulfilled this dream, I haven't really checked her channel anymore, because I kind of always, since I've discovered her channel, I wanted maybe to live there. And then since I went there, well, in the meantime, there is a special person that came in my life. And then I was like, well, maybe that's not the goal anymore. And maybe I would rather be here in Germany with this person rather than living anywhere else without this person.
Yeah, sorry for that.
But no, shut up. Well, this person is Mark, of course. And it's funny because when I left for Maui, we just came back from a 24-hour Cube of Truth in Amsterdam. And it was really a strong emotional experience between us, I think, for both of us. A beautiful weekend there, and right after I had to live for about 3 weeks to Maui, and I still hadn't told him like that I loved him, and or he hadn't told me that he loved me, and just leaving for 3 weeks was like breaking me. But yeah, after coming back, basically I didn't check that channel as often, but I know she's got some amazing vegan recipe ebooks, and one that's specifically dedicated to children meals. So for all the mothers or mothers to be who are hearing this, yeah, you can check it out. Your turn.
One thing on that, when you talked about breastfeeding in public,
mm-hmm.
came to my mind that I think obviously no one has a problem with breastfeeding in public, but with human breastfeeding, because everyone's drinking cow's breast milk, so that's not an issue. So I don't understand why human breast milk becomes an issue.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's another one.
Mm.
Yeah, the one that popped in my mind was is Head Crazy Cool.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, just such a funny, like, yeah, I don't know if funny is the right word. Unintentionally funny sometimes, I think. It just, his humor is like so, it's hard to describe in English for me.
Like, he doesn't really take anything seriously. Yeah, he's very chill, and I don't know. Like, he can easily make, how do you say it? make fun of himself.
Oh, yeah.
And like he doesn't take anything personally. No. I love his like videos on hate comments, yeah. Like how he reacts to them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, but yeah, his meals look pretty decent.
Oh yeah,
most of them
with one jar of tahini for each meal.
Yeah,
aka liquid gold.
Yeah,
can you tell us a bit more about him? Like
about him?
Yeah,
I mean, you always tell me that him and I are quite. We have some similarities.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if that's the case, but however,
we're both handsome.
He does that as well.
See.
Yeah. No. He has a background in professional sports. So he had an amazing tennis career until 18. I think he was one of the best players in his or under the age of 18 worldwide.
But one time he was like world champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like in the world ranking placed second.
Mm-hmm.
So tennis, there's no world championship or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a there are different tournaments and grand slams and on and on and on. But there's always a ATP list which ranks all players. And it's not like that it ends each year. So for example, in Formula One, you have one season, and then someone is first, someone is second, and then it starts over again the next year. And tennis, that's like, I mean, of course, every year there's new tournaments, but this list is like going on and on and on and on. No. So it's basically in a snapshot in time, if you want to. And he plays second in whatever year. But then he got injured. He injured his shoulder and had to stop playing tennis. And because he was basically training all his life, and when you start with any sports, like with 4 or 5 years old, of course you miss out on a lot of social life, school, education, because you're training all day long. And yeah, he mentioned that that was a problem for him, because when he lost tennis, he lost everything that he got. So he had no clue how to build relationship, how to be polite to people, how to... He basically had no education besides playing tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then he later on became nutritionist, clinical nutritionist, worked in a clinical environment for a couple of years, and then quit. For I really can't remember why, you would have to check out his videos. But yeah, coming to an end with that one. Yeah, like I said, funny guy, funny dude. Cooks delicious meals. Does not
full day of eating.
No, that does not. What's the word? Promote does not promote any fear mongering. Is that a word? He does not do fear mongering. He doesn't fear monger. Fear mongering. Oh, whatever. He does not promote any sort of restriction to any food groups or. So I mean, there are some YouTubers that think it's not okay to eat certain amounts of fats or certain amount of carbohydrates, or they are low carb and high carb dudes or girls, but he stays away from most of that. And he does not fear fats, he does not fear oil, he does not fear any food. And yeah, so he promotes a very balanced, liberate way of eating. So without like without overthinking everything.
Oh, deliberate. Yeah.
Whatever. What?
No, I just saw like he has a video with healthy breakfast cookies.
I saw that there's like 150 grams of almond butter in there, like half a jar or a whole jar.
So, you remember it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It seems like it. Like you can see the bowl with almond butter. I mean, like, yeah, almond butter and tahini, I think, are his two favorite nut seed butter.
Yeah. But I think we have to think. I think we have to go on, because otherwise, an hour is gone. And
how much are we now?
Yeah, we are 15 minutes in mentioned three channels. So
that's a good
next one.
It's difficult.
Well, what's your favorite animal rights channel?
Animal rights. Okay. I used to think, like, it was mostly, I guess, Earthling Ed, like, was my favorite one. I really do enjoy his content and the way he speaks. Like, he's really into the ethical aspect of veganism, which for me is definitely the most important. I don't know, like, what it might be due to, but I don't reproach him anything. Like, I'm not saying he's not inconsistent, but I'm not seeing contempt from him all the time, like on a regular basis. And that's where I've been in the last months, weeks. I've been more appealed to Joey Carbstrong. Because you can clearly see, like, he's always producing, releasing content. He's as well quite diversifying his...
Everything Ed, like, doing a sort of tour with a bus around the coast of...
He did that in UK, like, in different universities. And
I mean, I'm sure he has a shit ton of things going on, like,
exactly, the restaurant. Exactly. So that's why I'm like, I wasn't saying, like...
No.
I don't think he's inconsistent. I think he's got a lot of projects going on. And he's also really working on a lot of campaigns because...
Yeah, with search and like, marches and stuff.
Exactly. But, like, I like just... I don't know, like... I mean, I've met Joey Carbstrong and I...
Yeah.
I didn't feel like...
Both of us.
Yeah, both of us did. And I didn't feel like he was a very bonding person, like you can quickly be a friend with him or such thing. But I like the way he just keeps it professional. Like he's really into his thing. And
yeah, but I mean, when we met him, he was on his crazy
tour as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah. But like, I just love the fact that...
Yeah, but he's clearly in it for the animals.
Exactly.
He doesn't give a shit if you like him or not.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah. Yeah, he's quite
rational.
Yeah, rational and down to earth. Like, he doesn't mind if people bring up the fact that he used to be a drug addict, that he went in prison for that. Like, he's just basically, he's accountable. Like, he really stands up for what he believes in and mostly stand up for the animals. And no matter what people think about him, he's active in so many ways. He's done some vigils and he does currently some vigils as well. He goes on TV shows to debate with people. Like, he's basically, he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't shit his pants. Like, it just feels like it. Like, it doesn't, I mean, his workshop was named Fearless Activism. And I think that clearly translates. Like, you can clearly see it when you've been around him while he was doing activism. And yeah, that's just what I love about him. Like, you know, that's the perfect case. Like, when you say, you know, as vegans, we should definitely not tell vegetarians to keep on and that what they're doing is okay, or it's like the beginning, like a first step, and they should make small steps. Like, Joey, he would straight, like, tell people on the streets, like, if they say, I don't eat meat anymore, he would say, like, good, go vegan.
Yeah.
Like, now you have to be vegan. It's just, that's the only answer.
Yeah, well, that's what I did, funnily, last week at the Cube, when someone came to me wanted to take part in the cube.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that he would be vegan. But then, so I met him half a year ago at a screening of What the Health. Yep. And we had a Q&A afterwards.
I was not Dominion.
No, no.
Oh, no, okay.
What the Health?
Wait, half a year? That was What the Health?
Well, less.
Damn, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but that's when you went to Maui.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
I think you were in Maui.
Okay, that's not half.
I sent you a voicemail.
Yeah.
About feedback to that evening, to that screening. Okay. And just sort of.
Okay. So that was like 3 months.
Nicole and Michael. And
me, Juju. Okay, yeah, that's a long time. Yeah.
And they wanted to have me there because if some questions might pop up regarding nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Yeah, I talked with him and he was very interested in going vegan, and then he approached me a couple of weeks ago, wanted to know when the next cube was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, and yeah, that's basically my mind was like, okay, he has to be vegan.
Yeah,
and then he approached me at the cube. He changed a couple of words, and then he was like, yeah, I'm 95% vegan, and then my alarm blogs went on what's the last 5%?
Yeah.
And then he explained that he uses tiny amounts of some processed foods with milk powder in it or something. Mm. Not because he likes the taste of milk powder in there, but just he likes these products, and unfortunately it happens so that these products contain milk or egg powder or something ridiculous like that. But then in the end, he came back to me and I was like, I liked your reaction. Mm. At first, he was a little bit overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, when you say someone, I'm 95% vegan, you expect the other person to say, oh, great job.
Mm-hmm.
You did great. Blah, blah. But my first reaction was, okay, what's the last 5%? And it just came out of me. And then in the end, it was like, yeah, but no, you're right. And I think I want to change that as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I went there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we should not be afraid to tell someone.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah,
so I've been really...
Okay, and rights activism. Joey
Carlson. Yeah. I like how you cut short.
Yeah. But that's basically the part of the last 10 minutes.
I didn't used to like him as much, but now I've been getting more into him.
Mm-hmm.
But in his videos, especially the one with Fiona Oaks. Your friends should check it out. Your turn.
Yep. What else do we have here?
Well, you have... Is it true or is it not true? Do you follow mostly athletes' content or bodybuilders' content?
It seems like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That or nutrition, science-based stuff.
Yeah.
Or animal rights activism. That's the three types of content I watch, and music.
What, food? Because nutrition is...
Food. Yeah. I mean, that's basically the three things I consume.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, plant-based news.
I like that one.
Yeah, we should mention that again.
Definitely.
Plant-based news, always nice videos for... I like to watch them when I do stuff that does not take my mental capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm cooking or something, I don't watch hard nutrition facts videos because I have to concentrate on that. But cooking is so on autopilot for me that it's easy to consume content while I'm cooking. And then I like watching plant-based news with some updates in the vegan world, what new restaurants I have, whatever vegan options, or some celebrity who went vegan or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when I'm consuming nutrition science videos, I like to go to Goji Man. He's very science-based. Then, of course, Dr. Greger, nutritionfacts.org, always.
Which one is Goji Man? Like, have we watched it in the last?
Yeah.
I feel sure? Like...
That one.
Okay.
Yeah, it talks a lot about gut health and IBS and... what's what? SIBO, small intestine, bacterial overgrowth, and yeah, nutritionfacts.org, like I said, or I go to the Nutrition Facts website, same videos.
The one after we like a lot.
Yeah, yeah, like I said, either it's nutrition or sports, bodybuilding, athletic stuff, animal rights stuff, or music.
Mm-hmm.
Should we mention the music channels?
Sure.
Sure, because so... Not sure, because so. We have... I like Kurt Hugo Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
I like... you like him as well. Boys Avenue.
It's his table. We
always...
almost always cook with Boys Avenue on. It's got some great acoustic covers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there is Leroy Sanchez. Yes, yeah, you do. Cancel one. I'll show you later. Anything else? No, that's the three main music channels.
Yeah.
So going on, what else?
Well, I think I can close up with the last one.
Let me just watch through my...
Nimai Delgado has some good vlogs. Very nicely filmed vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Fiona Oaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're into debating, you should check out Ask Yourself. Even though I might not agree with every single thing that he says, but I learned a hell of a lot about discussing veganism.
Mm-hmm. Outreach.
Outreaching and thinking about the words that I say, if it makes sense, if it does not make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also vegan gains. Mm-hmm. It's very entertaining.
Definitely.
Not vegans, vegan gains.
Mm.
And I think that's about it. Oh, that's one is cool as well. Dr. Leo Venus. That's the brother of, what's his name?
John Venus?
Yeah, John Venus' brother.
Really?
Yeah, it's his older brother.
Is vegan as well?
Yeah. He went vegan before John Venus.
Oh, really?
John Venus went vegan because of him.
And we don't hear about him. That's not fair.
No, but, I mean, but you can show you some videos of him later on. He's a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So he finished... he's a real medical doctor.
Wow.
And started bioengineering before that.
Okay.
But did not finish.
Like most of...
nevertheless. Yeah, well, bioengineering is like...
Yeah, okay. I know.
So he was like already into reading studies and whatever. Yeah, he does some nice debunking videos and short science videos as well.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really pretty nice, handsome dude, I would say. He's into lifting weights as well. So yeah.
Like Rich Roll as well.
Yeah, Rich Roll has a YouTube channel as well, but yeah. Don't know who Rich Roll is, if you have never checked out... You're living in a cave under a rock. I don't know where you're living, but... If you have access to the internet, you should definitely check out the Rich Roll podcast.
Triathlete? How do you say it? Like
triathlete.
Triathlete. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, not any. I think he's still running and biking and in the pool, but he has done some pretty amazing events.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a quite. I still have not read his book, but I know his story.
Mm-hmm.
He came from a background of he was a lawyer, and an alcohol addict, and almost fucked his entire life up with. Like broke, no money, and alcohol addiction, but still managed to get his shit together.
Mm.
And went from a job that he hated to doing something that he likes and doing, enjoys doing. And has a great podcast. And someone popped in my mind as well, Brian Turner, vegan bodybuilder as well. Nice content. Pretty funny dude has a podcast as well called Beyond the Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for some bodybuilding advice, check him out. He's in the game like for a long time. I think he started YouTube like 10 years ago or something. He talks about acne as well. He has videos on acne. So if you're struggling with acne,
mm-hmm.
Check out his. I think he has even a channel. Focus on acne alone,
mm-hmm.
if I remember correctly.
Okay, I think we've got quite a lot.
Yeah, go on with the last one.
Let's see how much we're, or like how long are we into?
Let's see. Yeah, half an hour. Yeah. Well, so sorry. What's your favorite YouTube channel of all time?
It might not be my favorite, because it's come a long way, I think, within a few weeks at the beginning. Now it's not as consistent as it used to be, but it's about to get better. It's, of course, our commonly created channel called Eat the Rainbow. And I think what is our motto? I think it's like thrive on a plant-based diet and
whole foods.
No, it's called thrive on a plant-based diet.
Is it not called thrive on whole foods? Okay, plant-based, whatever.
Yeah, thrive on a whole food plant-based diet.
Yeah, and you forget the whole.
Now I remember.
See,
thrive on a whole food plant-based diet and radiate your true colors.
Yeah.
Because we're both definitely convinced that the only way we can truly thrive from a health aspect, health regard. Can we say that? From a health regard?
From a health standpoint?
Yeah. Is by adopting a whole food plant-based diet. One that is free of any animal bodies, secretions. One that is only filled with wonderful colors from radiant fruits and veggies and legumes and green leafies and seeds and and it's the one that's been fueling us for over 3 years now. I can speak for the both of us. And I think it's highly important not only to promote this and to just present how beautiful is a plant-based diet for non-vegans, but also for vegans, because unfortunately there are a lot of vegans who, who quite stick to the same way they used to eat before by going for
mock meats
and whatever processed products that they can buy. And I think they're losing on some highly beneficial foods, which can be also, kind of transformed, like created, turned into amazing dishes. And most of the time, it doesn't even take much. And that's why it is our goal definitely to show that you can make some amazing whole food plant-based pizzas. You can make some amazing whole food ice creams and pancakes with bloobs. A lot of nice dishes, mm-hmm. most of the time topped with a nice drizzle, nut butter drizzle. Yeah. And yeah, we would really appreciate if you could give it a look and give us your feedback. Give us your suggestions
yep.
for different types of videos that we could give you. And I think I'm going to close this episode now.
Mm-hmm. It's pitch black outside.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite saddening.
We started the podcast, or my podcast, when it was not dark.
Yeah.
But now it's dark. So, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of feels like a bit like
Halloween. It feels like we are sitting here forever.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it's the middle of the night. Yeah. And
Still going on, still going yeah. hard.
Well, pumping, whether it's
cranking out the content.
Whether it's dark or not where you are, we wish you to welcome the light.
Send you the light.
Yeah, send you light. We're sending you light and love. And we will see you in the next episode.